Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
Shocked: Adventures in Bringing Back the Recently Dead. Written by David Casaret, M.D. Read by Walter Dixon. Chapter 1. The Big Mac Rule of Resuscitation and the Search for the Limits of Life. When I was a kid, long before I contemplated going to medical school, the television in our living room was the sole source of all my medical knowledge. Before I ever dissected a cadaver or listened to a heart, shows like MASH, St. Elsewhere, Doogie Howser, M.D., Chicago Hope, and ER taught me how to be a doctor. Specifically, they taught me that doctors are firm, decisive, quick-thinking, and almost always successful. Television also taught me how to bring someone back to life. Fortunately, that was a simple lesson for an 8-year-old. The television version of resuscitation followed a script that was mercifully predictable, and that predictability was helpfully marked by several reliable guideposts along the way. First, someone's heart would stop. That cessation of a heart was usually heralded by unmistakable signs, including but not limited to gasping, choking, eye-rolling, and chest-clutching. Next, and typically without any discernible delay whatsoever, everyone within hailing distance would descend on the newly dead character. One of these self-appointed rescuers would then place two hands on the character's chest and bounce up and down heroically. It was also about at this point that another rescuer, usually a tall, handsome doctor, performed a strange sort of kissy procedure with his mouth, guaranteed to provoke slack-jawed fascination in a boy not yet in middle school, especially if the victim was a woman. Finally, if the episode were really top-notch,